Welcome to the Data Strategy Show, 66 Questions, Data Leaders Unplugged. I'm your host, Samir Sharma, and I'm delighted today to have James Blagg on as my guest. I was referred to James by Tora Liney, and I am super pleased that I took her advice and invited him on. Great to speak to him, and apparently he had the best legs in the third year. And no, I didn't ask to see his legs in the interview. He's a kung fu fighter, well, more from a spiritual and meditative aspect. And he showed off some of his Singhalese, which was incredible. James is currently the head of data at Principality Building Society, leading on data and analytics strategy, architecture, governance, and privacy. He has extensive experience across a range of data capability areas, from strategy and architecture to data management, governance, engineering, and insight generation. He is super focused on working to embed data into the organizational culture and has a proven track record in delivering transformational and business critical change. A blues guitarist of 20 years, he enjoys life with his family, a creative at heart, and wants to get back to his creative self, a person who loves to understand others and their cultures, and the first person I know to have done the Inca Trail. I do hope you enjoy this episode. Please do like, share, and comment. And enjoy listening to James. As always, behind every data leader, there is a person. And here is James, unplugged. One. James Blagg, thank you very much for coming on to the Data Strategy Show. 66 questions. How are you doing today, James?
Hi, Smiggy. I'm doing very well, thank you. And thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. Absolute pleasure. And I'm glad that eToro actually referred me to you. So even better. Right. So 66 questions. You know the drill. You've seen some of the episodes. Rapid fire questions. So the first question I'm going to ask you, James, is what's your wake up ritual?
Coffee. I think it starts with coffee.
An enormous amount of coffee.
Absolutely, and at my age, a little bit of stretching as well.
Ah, okay, yes. Are you into yoga or anything like that, or is it just literally?
I do a little Pilates actually every now and then. And I started to learn a bit of Kung Fu this summer.
Wow,
a little bit of Wing Chun.
Wing Chun, yeah. How's that going?
Every now and then I try. It's really interesting experience. Very meditative practice.
Yes.
So great for kind of an early morning routine, really.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. What would you say is your biggest strength?
I'm an analytical thinker, which kind of helps in the data world, I think.
Yes.
but I've also got the ability, I think, to communicate, you know, some of those concepts to others in the organization or in the organizations I've worked in. So that's probably where I've excelled, really. It's been able to explain to complex stuff to folk that don't necessarily have the background in it.
Yep, and that is a very, very key strength to have in the data world right now. What's the biggest learning experience you've ever had?
So many. I spent a fair bit of time at Lloyd's during the HBOS integration. Dealing with sort of capital reporting type data-related data provisioning. So that was a fantastic learning opportunity to deal with large-scale integrations high-profile kind of reporting throughout the financial crisis.
That's huge. I can't even imagine the scale, actually, because that's a massive merger, wasn't it? That was just...
Created Europe's largest mortgage book, in essence.
Right. Wow.
It was a formative experience.
I can imagine. Something that you can take, but probably don't want to do it again, perhaps.
somebody told me about the fund scale, and I think that's definitely kind of type 3 fund.
So what's the fund scale, actually? Tell me about the funds, because I don't know what a type 3 fund scale is.
So type 1 is stuff that is genuinely fun.
Okay.
Type 2 is stuff that when you look back on it, it was fun.
Okay.
And type 3 is the kind of ironic, this is going to be fun.
I like that.
Okay, well, that's good. We've captured that now. Looking behind you, I can see the guitars. So, I'm going to ask you, are there any hobbies that you will never give up?
Playing the
Those.
guitar, which is an absolute passion of mine,
How long have
and
you been playing
been
for?
brilliant. Oh, longer than I care to remember, 20 odd years.
Wow. Wow.
Not that my ability kind of suggests I've got 20 years experience, right?
And what is the what would you say is your style? What do you like playing?
I'm very much kind of a blues
Mm.
rock kind of Eric Clapton, Gary Moore type style of music.
Very
Something
cool.
where I can turn up the volume and just crank it out.
Brilliant, brilliant. Oh, well, one day I'd like to hear one of those cranked out songs. What makes you angry?
That's a good one. What makes me angry? I think what makes me angry is when I it's probably one of my biggest personality kind of challenges, I think. When you see a problem and the solution to the problem is so obvious,
Yes.
but others just don't see it in the same way, either because they have a different perspective or they're disinclined to share your point of view.
Yeah.
And that's something that I find quite frustrating at times.
Yeah, I can see that. It's a tough one when you're trying to, convince people of something and they're just not getting it. Yeah. Do you have a first memory of life?
First memory of life. Probably as a toddler running around our house. I grew up in Sheffield.
Okay.
So yeah, running around the drive, or roller skating around the drive, probably. Very early toddler.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant. What are you most excited about these days?
Excited. Probably my toddler. I've got
Ah.
a well, she's not a toddler anymore. She's 5 years old, and
Oh, wonderful. Good age.
she's fascinating. Every day is something new from her. So it's a continuous kind of interest and excitement and enjoyment.
That's brilliant. I love that. I remember those days. Mine's 11 now, and yeah, I do remember the 5-year-old. Yeah, great times. Always something to. I think they're at that point where they're growing up a lot more and a lot quicker, and you get a lot of feedback. Which is sometimes it can be hilarious. Sometimes you can just be. What's the
She's not shy. She's like a mum. She's not shy.
Oh, brilliant. Good, good. Well, that's the best way to be. What's the best compliment you've ever received?
I was once told that I had the best legs in the third year.
Brilliant.
That's one that stuck in my mind. Probably because who gave me the compliment. I think. The best compliments for me, work related, are always the ones that come when you least expect them, in the moments of adversity. And I remember one of my bosses telling me, "Look, James, you've got really good judgment. You might not get the outcome you want, but you're usually right."
Yeah. Wonderful. What's a
And
core? Yeah, sorry.
that I took as a huge compliment during what was a frustrating period.
That's really cool. What's a cause that's important to you?
A cause.
Yeah.
Well, that's an interesting one. I might have to come back to that.
Okay. What makes you smile the most?
Family.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about my daughter.
Yes.
She's a constant source of entertainment. But just being with family. Getting out and enjoying life and getting away from the desk.
Yeah, I think that's the perfect retreat. Now, we talked about the guitars, but do you have a secret talent, something that nobody knows that you can do?
A secret talent. I can speak a bit of Sinhalese,
Oh,
which is,
really?
my wife is Sri Lankan,
Oh,
so
wow.
I made it a mission to speak at least a few words of Singhalese,
Go on,
so I
say
can do it
something.
professing in laws.
Go on, say something then.
Oh, and you put me on the spot now, aren't you? Mata Badigini,
What does that mean?
which means I'm hungry.
Ah, oh, that is a great one for your mother-in-law, right?
Exactly. Followed by Harry Shoke, which means
Oh.
it's fantastic.
Ah, perfect. You have that's all you need, really, don't you? That's all you need. Yeah.
Absolutely.
If you weren't doing what you are doing now, what would you be doing?
I'd love to be doing something more creative. It's quite interesting. When I started in data, it was as a developer, a front-end developer, which felt like a very creative experience or process. Now it's on spreadsheets, and my creativity comes from PowerPoint, I guess. But
Oh gosh, yeah, that can be demoralizing sometimes, can't it? What are three things that you can't live without?
I don't know. Good company, good wine, and a good guitar.
Yep, perfect, perfect. What fictional character would you want to be?
Fictional character. Danny, the champion of the world.
Where's that from?
Roald Dahl. It's one of his stories.
Ah, brilliant, brilliant. I like that. And
It's about a little boy and his dad who go off and do some pheasant poaching. Fantastic story when I was a little boy.
I'll have to go back to my daughter's books because I'll see if she's read that or not. What was the last show that you binge watched?
Band of Brothers.
Band of Brothers. And what's the most adventurous thing that you've done in your life?
I walked the Incurve Trail.
Oh, amazing. How was that? How long did that take you?
It was tiring. It took about 4 days.
Oh, wow.
Through Cuzco and across to Machu Picchu, and it saps your breath. Every
Yeah,
step
because high
is quite
altitudes.
exciting, but amazing experience.
Incredible. That I've never heard. I don't know if I know anybody who's done that, but now I do. How would you define yourself in three words?
I'm hesitating to say, not to say boring.
Don't need
I
to.
don't know. I'm open-minded, easygoing, and don't know. Sometimes
Creative.
boring.
No,
Creative.
not at all. Creative, creating. What's the biggest surprise you've had this year?
Surprise this year. Don't know. Plenty of moments I wish I'd not had, probably.
I won't ask that question then. What is there anything that is currently inspiring you in the data world right now?
Inspiring me in the data world. I hear a lot about data mesh and data fabric, and to be honest, they're not really concepts that I've really got to A, got to grips with, or B, really invested a lot of time in. But I'm keen to kind of find out a bit more about that sort of stuff, really. I think the key for me is just trying to work out, when I think about data, it's the technology side of it is fantastic, and you can invest a lot of time and energy on that. But I have to spend more time now thinking about actually what the business problems are, and really getting closer to those business problems rather than thinking about the technology side of stuff. So probably spend more time thinking about that than I do the other
Yeah,
side.
I actually agree with you because I think technology, as I always say, is quite easy in terms of, delivering relatively easy, but it's really driving out those business results and outcomes and making sure you can deliver on that, you know. And I think that's the hardest part that a lot of, you know, companies feel when they're attempting to get the data, you know, becoming data driven or whatever you want to call it. I don't particularly like that word, but you know, it just came to mind. Anyway, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Ooh, best piece of advice. Best piece of advice would be try everything.
Oh, good.
No. Better piece of advice. Always say yes.
Yeah.
And then go and find out how to do it afterwards.
I think isn't that something that Richard Branson wrote a book about? Just say yes, and then, you know, I can't remember what the name of the book was, but say right? Yes and do it.
In my early career, I started contracting, and I always remember somebody said that to me. Said, "Look, if somebody asks you, can you do something? Don't say no. Just say yes, and then go find out how to do it."
Fantastic. Do you remember the moment that your career completely changed?
Probably, yeah. In October 2004, I think it was, when the end of my contracting period and the start of kind of permanent employment, really.
Okay.
I'd had a great career as a contractor.
Yeah.
But started working in a fantastic team at Lloyd's, and, you know, really then sort of kind of switched to being a salaried kind of employee. You might be able to see
you've got a singer there. She can sing, you know, definitely. There you go. You form a little band.
Yeah. There's hope in that. But that was the turning point for me. Yeah.
That's great. So, and that's interesting, because a lot of people stay with contracting and like to have that flexibility. What made you go back into sort of full-time corporate then?
The feeling of building something and participating in something, creating a legacy. That's something that's really close to my heart. Whilst there's baggage that comes with that, any organisation, I think the legacy that you create outweighs the pain that you sometimes go on.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. Yeah. It's a lonely road sometimes as a contractor. Yeah.
Quite tempting sometimes when you're having a lot of pain in the organization. But yeah, I'd much rather work towards something.
Yep. Agreed. What makes you feel accomplished?
Being able to solve problems for other people. And that's probably one of the reasons I moved into data in the first place, was being able to see business problems and finding niche ways to kind of solve them. But I think as your career develops, you become more senior, those business problems become harder to
crack. True. What three words would you describe living in the UK?
I've been out in Abergavenny all morning, so I'd have to say green, pleasant land.
Perfect. Are you an optimist or a pessimist?
I like to think I'm an optimist with some pessimistic traits.
I like that. Perfect.
I think you've got to be open-minded, otherwise you just drive yourself nuts, haven't you?
And yeah,
you've got to hope that people have the best interests and stuff. So
absolutely, I agree on that for sure. What's heavily played on your music playlist right now?
Do you know what? When I need to get a bit of work done, I normally stick my headphones on and put on a bit of heavy metal.
Heavy metal to get your work done.
I don't know why, but my brain just gets, the concentration just kicks in. So I've been listening to a lot of Iron Maiden recently.
Oh my goodness. I wouldn't be able to do anything if I was listening to that. Yeah, that is incredible.
I love a bit of heavy metal, but you know, it's not my normal kind of listening taste and stuff. But I need some work done, that's my default.
Wow, that is quite extraordinary. What three things are at the top of your bucket list?
Well, I'd love I'd love to go and sit on a beach in the Maldives in the next 3 months.
Yep.
So
Sounds good.
that would be pretty cool. I'd love to I'd love to start some sailing, take up sailing. And I've got this kind of vision of me cruising around the Mediterranean, some Greek islands,
Oh, love it.
just jumping off the boat into the water. So
That
it's
is a that's a wonderful thing to do. Yeah.
I want to, my wife's Sri Lankan, and I want to spend a lot more time in Sri Lanka and visit the all the different places that it's got to offer. So
Yeah, beautiful country. Beautiful, beautiful country. Yeah, I was there about 3 or 4 years ago. A wonderful place. And really, really lovely people, actually. I was taken aback by the welcome and the kind of, just, how everybody's so kind. Yeah, it was I really enjoyed it, actually. Wonderful place. I need to go back there myself as well. So, what's your guilty pleasure?
my guilty pleasure is a glass of wine and a homemade pizza.
Perfect. And who's that homemade? Do you make it? And what's your favorite pizza?
Well, so when I talk about being creative, that's my opportunity to get creative. So I make my own pizzas and I don't know, with whatever's to hand, a bit of ham, a bit of mushroom.
Fantastic. That is brilliant. What book did you most recently finish?
What book did I finish? Don Winslow,
Don
The
Winslow.
Cartel. Yeah,
Okay.
he's an author who writes about the drug wars in Mexico. So it's
Fascinating.
fiction, but incredibly detailed. He's
Wow.
a writer.
So did you like Narcos then?
Yeah, and I think that series is based on his writings.
Ah, got you. Right. I love
So,
that.
yeah, fascinating insight into what is clearly quite a murky and terrible kind of
Yes.
culture, but yeah, fascinating insight.
If you could go back in time, what would you tell your 16-year-old self?
Don't worry so much. Be yourself and enjoy the ride.
Yeah, great, great advice. If you could switch lives with one person for a day, who would it be?
Who would it be? It would have to be BB King, even though he's
BB
gone.
King, fantastic.
Even though he's gone, right? In his
Yeah.
heyday, I would love to have been, him.
That must be some life that he led.
Yeah, I saw him. I saw him in concert once, and I was just amazed by. He's very famous for playing guitar, but actually, his real talent is storytelling.
Oh, wow.
And the
Okay.
guitar is just kind of a crutch, really, or support in that
An
process.
enabler for that. Yeah.
Yeah,
Wonderful. Wonderful.
brilliant.
What's the one thing you've always wanted to try, but you just haven't got around to it?
Probably the sailing piece, actually.
If you had to change something in the world right now, what would it be?
Well, I don't know. Could go down the political route or I don't know. I wish, I don't know. Be careful what I say here, but I wish we could turn back the kind of Brexit clock, but
Yeah. Yeah.
we can't.
We are where we are now. We just got to try and muster our way forward. If you could resurrect one person from history and put them in the world today, who would it be?
One person from I don't know. Who's interesting? Isn't Bard Kingdom Brunel? There you
Oh
go.
yeah.
I live in Bristol, so he's a local lad. I think
Yeah.
he would be. He'd look at the technology we have available today, and he'd probably come up with some interesting kind of use cases for it.
I bet he would. Yeah, that's actually r really interesting person to bring back. What's the one thing you wish you knew at the age of 19?
that my judgment was sound, and that I've got all the kind of skill, all the kind of tools in the tool bag I need to be successful, and not to worry about it so much.
That's brilliant. Because we always underestimate ourselves, don't we, when we're about that age.
Absolutely.
If you could offer one piece of advice to upcoming data leaders, what would it be?
Spend more time with the spend, you know, if you split your time out, spend at least 50% of your time out in the business talking to the people who you're trying to solve problems for. And get them on side and make sure that your capability is built and honed to service their needs.
Perfect. Great advice. Where's the best vacation you've ever taken?
Well, Peru was pretty cool actually on the Inca Trail, but probably other than that, Southeast Asia. So I travelled around sort of Laos and Cambodia and Vietnam. That was amazing, a real kind of sensory overload.
Wow, I bet. Yeah, I haven't been there actually, but yeah, it sounds like it. I've heard the same thing. What's one city you've always dreamed of traveling to?
Tokyo.
I heard it's a
Imagine
great
that's quite an experience.
I hear it's quite a crazy place actually. Crazy and then calm.
Is that right?
Yeah. What's the best lesson your parents ever taught you?
Just stand up for myself, I think. To you know to yeah to give as good as you get, I guess.
Yep. Good advice. Very, very good advice. What's your favorite food?
Oh, you know, European food, Italian food, probably. I do like a nice bit of pizza or some pasta or a good steak.
What's a movie that made you cry?
God, now you put me on the spot. See, nowadays, now I'm a dad, it's the most unexpected things, like the Christmas Nativity film or something stupid like that.
I agree with you there, because as soon as you become a dad, something changes. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I get emotional quite quickly now, yeah.
It's bizarre. Well, I'm glad I found someone else who has the same feeling. Who would you say is your biggest inspiration?
Biggest inspiration, my dad. I think my whole life I've wanted to, you know, he was successful in his career, in his line. I've always wanted to, you know, to live up to, you know, the kind of benchmark that he set, really. So
Wonderful.
he's my hero, really.
Wonderful. I can see there's a bit of light streaming in behind you. So what can you see from your window?
I can see green fields. Normally there's some sheep running around out there, but none today. So we're just on the edge of the Cotswolds, so
Oh,
kind of
wow. You're very lucky. Very,
Yes,
very
yeah,
lucky.
absolutely.
What's something you still possess from your childhood?
My treasured possession is a Manchester United football annual signed by half the 1990 FA Cup winning squad.
Wow, that is cool. And is that framed somewhere?
No, it's on the bookshelf down there somewhere, but they were staying at a hotel just opposite our house when we lived in Sheffield, and I lived up to the hotel and worked my way around the squad getting all the autographs, so
That's
it was good.
great. I love that. That's just such a brilliant, you're just a kid. You just walk in and say, "Hey, sign my what was it? When was it the was it a Panini thing or the stickers
It
and
was
no?"
an official history of Manchester United.
Ah,
So,
okay.
but what happened was it was a Sunday morning, and my dad was out washing the car at about 7:30, and the players walked past the house, and my dad said, you know, ran up and woke me up, and he said, "Get out and get up to the hotel." And of course, as a 10-year-old kid,
Yeah.
You know, it's like all your dreams would ever, come true all at
Of
once.
course. I love that. That is brilliant. Well, I'm glad I bet you're glad you got up and went and did it.
Absolutely.
What's a superpower you wish you had?
The ability to make people see the world from my perspective.
That's brilliant. You will see it from my perspective. You will give me that budget. You will give me that team. Oh,
Maybe
brilliant.
that's it. Maybe some hypnosis.
Yeah. What's something you don't want to be doing in 10 years' time?
Working, probably.
Yep. Ah, that's fair
Yeah.
enough. That's fair enough. Looking back on your life, is there anything you would have done differently?
I think at a macro level, probably not.
Mm-hmm.
I do wonder, I kind of fell into a technology related career.
Yeah.
I do wonder whether coming out of university, if I'd chosen a more creative industry or career, whether I would have kind of whether I would have made that a success or
Sure.
something.
Sure. Which movie makes you laugh the hardest?
Do you know what? I don't know. I'm a big fan of the Goonies.
Okay. Yep.
Not this kind of a real kind of slapstick comedy, but that's one that gets me every time, really.
Yeah. And that's more on the radio, right?
No. The Goonies was a kids' film
Oh,
from
the
the kind of.
kids film. Sorry. Okay. The kids, yes, the American kids film. I get it. Yeah.
I do love actually the movies that really do make me laugh are the 80s kind of comedy movies like Caddyshack and
Oh yeah.
all the Chevy Chase kind of movies.
Oh, they were the international vacation movies, or what were they?
Yeah, National Lampoon's. Yeah,
That's
yeah.
it, National Lampoon's Vacation. God, my brain today is terrible. If you could teach one subject in school or college or university, what would it be?
History, probably.
Mm.
Yeah, I love history, a bit of geography as well, but history is my passion.
Is there any kind of history that is specific period in time or?
I studied American history
Oh,
at
wow.
university and politics, completely unrelated to data.
Well, and that's how you ended up in data, you
Well, there you go, there you go. So
know.
yeah, something, Cold War kind of
Oh,
US history.
yeah. That's very fascinating, actually. What's a skill you're currently working on mastering? I mean, apart from the guitar, don't bring that into the equation now.
I like to do a little bit of woodworking.
Ah, do you have a woodwork shop?
I've got a garage,
You got a
so
garage.
nothing that sophisticated. But
Okay.
I've made a little bit of furniture for the back garden.
Oh,
So
fantastic.
yeah, I'm not sure anybody will buy it, but it does us,
I think it's probably more about the meditative aspect and the focus. I think that's it's brilliant. What 3 words best describe your leadership style?
Best 3 words. Put me on the spot now. We might have to come back to that one if you don't
Okay,
mind.
all right, no problem. I shall mark that one for now. What is what are currently your top three data challenges?
Oh, top 3 data challenges. Culture, number one. Working out how to develop the right culture
Yep.
in our organization
Yep.
to unlock this data-driven kind of concept and culture everyone's kind of looking for. So that's number one. How do we do that without significant investment?
Yep.
Number two, how do we get the right throughput in
Okay.
data provisioning for analytics?
Yep.
And number three, how do we keep pace with the continuing raft of regulatory reporting
Oh.
changes?
Oh my goodness, yeah. See, you're also have insurance products as well, don't you? So You've now got the new FCA rules for customer care and duty and pricing and vulnerability. And I mean, that's crazy. That's huge, you know.
Yeah. The challenge for us is really, you know, how do you manage that kind of level of demand whilst also trying to unlock business value?
Yeah,
and that's a real kind of balancing act, really. It's I'd love to be doing more of the value stuff so we can generate returns for our customers and our members, but you know, having to deal with that kind of raft of regulatory commitment is a real challenge.
Yeah, no, it's pretty tough. I mean, we have some insurance clients who are going through the same thing, and you know, that's why just reading those documents and the ambiguity in some of those things, it's just, you know, you sort of scratch your head and say, hang on, what do you really need? You know, and it's
we're placing quite a lot of hope in the bank's digital regulatory reporting kind of concept. You know, that can start to codify some of those rules and
That's right. Yeah, because the Bank of
then you know, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, because I think the Bank of England is coming up with some standards for that, aren't they?
Program going on.
It's fascinating. That is, I actually think that's the right move to do that, for sure. What is something that recently moved you?
Moves me.
Stumped you.
No, I think so today I've been out with my team volunteering. Mm-hmm. I've been doing working with a local charity in South Wales that's trying to reforest a lot of the common uplands in the hill country outside, you know, Brecon Beacons.
Mm-hmm.
And just listening to the passion that those guys have in the work that they're trying to do, and the motivation for it is fantastic.
Wonderful.
And it's all volunteer, you know, all volunteer done. You know, they planted 160,000 trees in the last couple of years.
That's amazing.
You know.
Wow, 160,000.
Yeah, just on one hillside alone.
That really is huge. I mean, and how many of the volunteers are there in that?
I think they rely on kind of organisations.
To come in and do that, right? Right. Yeah.
But we spend the day gathering acorns so they can kind of, you know, pot them up and get them ready for planting.
Brilliant. Oh, that's very cool, actually. But 160,000. Wonderful, wonderful work. What's the one thing you had to learn the hard way?
It's about building consensus for ideas and for change, you know, motivation for change, business for change. Mm-hmm. You know, after you've proposed a strategy or a piece of work, and you know, you've taken a beating or a bruising. I've certainly been through that cycle a couple of times now. So.
Yeah. So you're getting less of a beating now, then?
Well, yeah, it gets easier and easier. Either or you become numb to it. I don't know.
Oh God. How do you handle pressure in your career?
So the pressure's inevitable, I think. So it's about having the right coping mechanisms, and exercise is a key one for me.
Yeah,
try and get out on my bike or other forms, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I can. Having an outlet.
Oh like yes.
Playing guitar, and that's why working from home is such a fantastic thing. But then spending time with family, and you know, keeping me grounded, that's kind of a really good outlet.
Yeah, I agree with that. What's something you notice about someone when you first meet them?
I think you know, their openness and willingness to participate in a conversation, and the level of engagement, I guess.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. What's something that you still like to learn?
history. You know, I'm absolutely fascinated by things that have happened in the past, and you know, we can learn from them. And you know, there's such a depth of history for humanity. There's always something to learn.
You talked about American history earlier, but is there a particular book that you're reading on history at the moment that's more, you know, that's different, or is it all just focused on American history?
Do you know, the one I read that was really interesting was, I can't remember the guy's name who wrote it, or what it was called, actually. but it was quite, it's quite a well-known. Oh, Homo sapiens, was it?
Oh yes, Homo sapiens. Yeah.
And just the sheer timeline of that that story, or that study is immense. Mm-hmm. You realise how small a part we're currently in.
Yeah, true. I think it's by I'm just looking at my shelf. It's by the Israeli by an Israeli writer. Yeah. I remember. I tell you that there's an, you know, just coming to history and something, I don't know if you've read it, but there's a book called Prisoners of Geography.
I've heard that. I've heard of it. I've not read it.
And I know the title's got, I know you said you like geography, but I think it's very cool because it's got the geographic and historical view of, you know, Asia, Europe, Americas, and it's fascinating. I mean, it's a very quick book to read, but really gives you, like, you know, a fundamental position on all of those regions and how they developed and what the various issues were. So I thought that was brilliant from a, you know, history perspective as well. Well, I'm going to ask you the question that you defaulted on. What three words best describe your leadership style?
So calm, collective, considered.
Perfect. The three C's. My final question to you, James, what would you like to be remembered for?
So, solving the problems that have been solved.
Great. I love it. James Blagg, thank you so much for being on the Data Strategy Show. It's been a real pleasure to have you on.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed it, Samir. Thank you. Yeah, thank you for having me.
That's great.